طيب let's get started إن شاء الله. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our session number 32. Reading from lessons in Arabic language. المستوى الأول Dr. Fa Abd al-Rahim, Islamic University Medina Arabic Language Institute. Today, inshallah, we're going to be taking a new lesson, that is lesson number 19. But before we look at the new lesson, we're going to have a quick review of one matter that we took previously from lesson number 9, from the first part of the English key for lesson number 9, the first point on page 21, related to the naat and the man'ut, yani the rules related to the adjective and the noun that it qualifies. After that, we're going to also do another quick review of lesson 18, the lesson that we completed last week, related to the dual, the mufanna. And then we're going to review quickly the weekly homework review sheet, number 17. And then we'll go to the new lesson. So we have any one, two, three things to do before we open up the new lesson. But any, this is a very important matter. Okay, so let's get started with the review of the rules related to the naat, the adjective, and the man'ut, the noun that is qualified by the adjective. Let's turn to lesson 9, part A, page 21. Yeah, page 21. Okay, so it says at the top of the page, part A, this part contains two matters, but we're only going to look at the first point, which is yani the core of the lesson, the rules related to the naat and the man'ut. In some books it's called the sifa and the mawsuf, yani the adjective and the word that it is describing or qualifying. It says in this lesson we learn, number one, the adjective in Arabic. Okay, the adjective in Arabic is very important because you can hardly find speech in Arabic except that you find a noun, yani, and an adjective describing it, an adjective qualifying it. So it's very, very common, and knowing its rules is very, very important. Okay, so there are four rules that we want to really pay attention to in reference to the naat and the man'ut, and we've discussed them previously on numerous occasions. We covered this lesson some time ago, and we just want to make sure that everybody is yani with us 100% on the rules related to the naat and the man'ut. Okay, I'm going to use a couple of Arabic terms here that we don't always use, just to help you to also become a little more familiar with the Arabic terms for some of these things. But in any case, the most important thing is knowing the actual rules. In this lesson, we learned three of the important, four important matters related to naat and man'ut. We learned three of them, and the fourth one we'll learn in the future. Okay, so again, in this lesson we learn, we're on page 21, English Key, Book 1, Lesson 9, Part A, the adjective in Arabic. The adjective in Arabic follows the noun it qualifies. That is, unlike in English, it comes after the noun. Okay, so, unlike English, where the noun comes after the word that's qualifying it, in other words, you mention its description and then you mention the thing being described. In Arabic, you mention the thing being described and then you talk about it and explain, yani, what it is, what it looks like, what is its size, color, shape, or whatever. Okay, so the adjective in Arabic, it follows the noun it's qualifying, unlike English. So please pay attention to this and always try to remember that in Arabic, you're going to mention the thing, a book, and then you're going to tell us that it's big or it's small or that it's yani expensive or whatever. All right? So they gave us an example here. Baytun jadidun, a new house. Baytun jadidun. So what we want to talk about is the bayt, and what we want to describe it with or qualify it with is the adjective jadidun. All right? So this is an example of the adjective in Arabic following the noun that it qualifies. In Arabic, the adjective is called na'at, and in some books they call it sifa, sifatun, sad, fa, ta, marbuta, sifatun. In this book, we are using the expression na'atun, noon, fatta, ayn, sukun, ta, dhammatan, na'atun. The adjective in Arabic is called na'atun, and the noun it qualifies is called man'ut. Man'utun. In the other books, they call it yani mawsufun. Yani sifatun mawsufun. Here we're calling it na'atun man'utun. So this is yani something very important for us to know. We have to know these two expressions, the na'at and the man'ut, or the sifa and the mawsuf. Yani this is, the na'at is the adjective and the man'ut is the word that it is qualifying or describing. The adjective is in agreement with the noun, yani the man'ut, that is qualifying in the following matters. And it's in agreement with it. Okay? So, here we're going to mention three, but actually there are four matters. Okay, the fourth one is that it agrees with it in number. Yani, in other words, if the man'ut, the word that's being qualified, bait, if it's singular, the na'at has to be singular. If it is dual, the na'at has to be dual. If it is plural, the na'at has to be plural. Okay, so this is the fourth matter that we're not going to mention in this lesson, that the na'at agrees with the man'ut in four matters. Three of them we're going to mention here. The fourth of them is it agrees with it in number, in adad, being singular, dual, or plural. Okay, so we're going to look at the other three matters, and as far as it agreeing with it in number, we'll see that in the future. So, the first matter that it agrees with it in is gender. That is, in being masculine or feminine. If you look down further, B, you see being definite or indefinite. And then you see C, it says case. These are the three matters that we want to look at in this lesson. Okay? It has to agree with it in gender, being masculine or feminine. It has to agree with it in being definite or indefinite. And it has to agree with it in case, yani in terms of its i'rab. Is it marfu'un, mansubun, or majrurun? And the fourth matter, again, is the number, being singular, dual, or plural. Okay, let's look at the examples that they give for the three matters that we cover in this lesson. Gender. And by the way, the expression that's used for it agreeing with it in gender is at-tadhkir. At-tadhkir, yani meaning that it is mudhakkar, masculine. والتأنيث. التأنيث means that it is مؤنث, feminine. Okay, so we say that the na'at must agree with the man'ut in التذكير, being مذكر, and التأنيث, being مؤنث. Has to agree with it in being masculine or feminine. The adjective of a masculine noun is masculine, and that of a feminine noun is feminine. So if the noun that's being qualified, the man'ut, if it is masculine, the na'at has to agree with it in being masculine. If it is feminine, the na'at has to agree with it in being feminine. Okay, so they gave us the example. Yani, let's read from right to left. Okay, bintun saghiratun. Bintun saghiratun, a small girl. So bintun is feminine, obviously girl is feminine. So the na'at describing it has to be feminine. So you see, saghiratun has ta marbuta indicating that it's feminine. Whereas if it was masculine, we would say waladun saghirun. Waladun saghirun. Okay, waladun, a boy is masculine, obviously. So the na'at describing it is going to be masculine, yani without ta marbuta. Okay, so you see that the na'at with bint is saghiratun, feminine. And the na'at with walad is saghirun, masculine. Okay, they give us another example here. Yani, of an inanimate thing. Sayyaratun, sayyaratun جديدةٌ سيارةٌ is feminine. So جديدةٌ is feminine. A new car. For the masculine, they gave us كتابٌ جديدٌ. كتابٌ جديدٌ. كتاب is masculine, so جديد is masculine. A new book. Okay, so again, if the منعوت, the noun being qualified, is masculine, then the adjective describing it has to be masculine. Okay, ولدٌ صغيرٌ كتابٌ جديدٌ. The not in both cases, صغيرٌ and جديدٌ, is masculine. If the منعوت was feminine, like بنت or سيارة, we say بنتٌ صغيرةٌ. يعني صغيرٌ is changed to feminine form, صغيرةٌ سيارةٌ جديدةٌ. جديد is changed to its feminine form, يعني جديدةٌ, with تاء مربوطة. Okay, let me just give you a couple more examples. Okay, a masculine man'ut, rajulun kabirun. Rajulun kabirun. Imra'atun kabiratun. Rajulun kabirun, a big man. Imra'atun kabiratun, a big woman. Another example, qalamun yani جميلٌ. قلمٌ جميلٌ. A beautiful pen. Feminine. غرفةٌ جميلةٌ. غرفةٌ جميلةٌ. So, from these examples, we see that if the word being described is masculine, it will be followed by an adjective, a not, that is masculine. And if the word being described, the man'ut, is feminine, it will be followed by an adjective that is feminine. Okay, let's go to the next matter, that it has to agree with it in being definite or indefinite. These two words, definite and indefinite, are in Arabic called at-tankir, yani being nakira, indefinite, and at-ta'rif, being ma'rifa, definite. Okay, so it has to agree with it in either being, yani nakira, indefinite, or ma'rifa, definite. And this is called in Arabic, yani at-tankir is called, definiteness is called at-tankir. The word is, yani nakira, that's indefinite, indefinite. And definiteness is called at-ta'rif, and such a word, yani, is called ma'rifa. We say that it is ma'rifa, it is definite. Alright, so this is the second matter. The not has to agree with the man'ut in being definite, yani ma'rifa, or indefinite, nakira. If the noun is definite, the adjective is also definite. And if the noun is indefinite, so also is the adjective. Okay, and they give us two examples here, yani of the noun being indefinite with tanween, and then they give us the same noun being definite with alif lam. Okay? So if the noun is indefinite with tanween, the adjective also have to be indefinite. So they said, Bilalun mudarrisun jadidun. Bilal is a new teacher. Bilalun mudarrisun, that's indefinite with tanween. Yani tanween is the indefinite article in Arabic. Mudarrisun is indefinite. So the not describing it, jadidun, is also indefinite with tanween. If we take the same word, mudarris, and give it alif lam so that it becomes definite, because alif lam is the definite article in Arabic, we say al-mudarrisu with alif lam, al-jadidu with alif lam, fil-fasli, the new teacher is in the class. Okay? So, in the first example they gave us, mudarrisun is indefinite, so the not describing it also has to be indefinite with tanween. In the second example they gave us, al-mudarrisu is definite with alif lam, so the not describing it also has to be definite with alif lam. So this is the second matter, that it has to agree with it in at-tankir and at-ta'rif, yani being indefinite or definite. The third matter that it has to agree with it in is case. In Arabic we call this the i'rab, the case ending, yani that a word is marfu'un, yani the nominative case, or majrurun, the genitive case, or mansubun, the accusative case. Okay, so there are three cases for the noun. Nominative case, genitive case, accusative case. In Arabic, we say marfu'un, majrurun, and mansub. And we are saying that this case ending, yani the noun being in the nominative case or genitive case or accusative case, yani the adjective has to agree in that case. So if the man'ut, the word being described, is marfu'un, then the not describing it also has to be marfu'un. If the man'ut is majrur, then the not describing it has to be majrur. And if it is mansub, then the not describing it has to be mansub. The examples they give us only deal with two cases, that is marfu'un and majrur. But in any case, the same rule is applicable. If it's mansub, the not has to be mansub. Let's look at the examples that they gave us. Yani for C, case. Yani the i'rab, the case ending. The adjective is in the same case, yani marfu'un or majrur mansub, as the noun. For example, هَذَا بَيْتٌ جَدِيدٌ. This is a new house. Okay, بَيْتٌ is the man'ut. It's being described by جَدِيدٌ. So since بَيْتٌ is marfu'un with dhamma, dhammatan, two dhammas, then جَدِيدٌ also has to be يعني marfu'un with dhammatan, يعني with dhamma, to indicate that it's marfu'un in the nominative case. بَيْتٌ جديدٌ. Second example. أنا في بيت جديد. I am in a new house. أنا في بيت جديد. Here we see that بيت is مجرور with كسرة. كسرتان, two كسرس. Okay, it's مجرور with كسرة. So the not describing it also has to be مجرور with كسرة. بيت يعني has two كسرس. جديد has two كسرس. The same thing. They give us an example here, but instead of with tanween ending, we see that it has a single dhamma ending. Okay, but what we are concerned about is not if it has a double dhamma or single dhamma, or double kasr or single kasr. What we are concerned about is the case ending is indicating by the vowel dhamma or kasra or fatha. Okay, so here we see al baytu, the third example, al baytu, al jadidu jamilun, the new house is beautiful. What we are concerned about here is al baytu is the man'ut. It is marfu'un with dhamma. Al-jadidun is also, yani, marfu'un with dhamma. The last example, man fil bayti al-jadidi. Man fil bayti al-jadidi, who is in the new house. Here, the man'ut is al-bayti. It's majrur with kasra because of being the object of the preposition fi. Al-bayti is majrur with kasra. So al-jadidi also has to be majrur with kasra. So what is important in these examples? The case ending, yani meaning if the man'ut has dhamma, then the na'at must also have dhamma. If the man'ut has kasra, the na'at must also have kasra. So if the man'ut has a double dhamma, then the na'at is also going to have a double dhamma. If it has a single dhamma, then it's going to have, the na'at is going to have a single dhamma. But what is important is the vowel itself, not if it's double dhamma or single dhamma. That's determined by whether or not it is definite or indefinite. But what we're talking about here is, yes, it has to agree with it in being definite or indefinite, but that was the second point that we mentioned. Here we're talking about the third point, the case ending, that it agrees with it in the case ending, yani that it ends with dhamma or kasra or fatha, indicating that it's marfu'un or mansub or majrur. Okay, this is what we wanted to cover for today, the rules related to the na'at and the man'ut. In summary, yani the na'at follows the man'ut. It doesn't go before it as in English, it follows it. Yani the adjective follows the word that is qualifying, and it also follows it in these matters. It follows it or must be in agreement with it in gender, being masculine or feminine, in accordance with what the man'ut is, being definite or indefinite, in accordance with what the man'ut is, and in the case ending, being marfu'un or majrur or mansub, in accordance with what the man'ut is. Okay, it has to agree with it in these three things. And the fourth matter we'll study in the future, it also has to agree with it in number, that is being singular or dual or plural. Okay, so that's what we wanted to cover today. And next week, inshallah, we'll cover another matter, inshallah. Okay, after this, we're going to go to the next matter, that is a quick review of last week's lesson, yani the duel. The reason why I want to review this is because, yani, we covered it in one session, and I just want to make sure that everybody is with us on the basics of the duel, what we covered last week in lesson 18. Look at the English key for lesson 18 on page 49. Yani, the muthanna, yani, in English is called duel, in Arabic is called muthanna. It says on page 49, lesson 18, in this lesson we learned the following. Okay, again, this lesson contains also 2 points. We only want to deal with the first one that's related to the subject of the muthanna, the dual, the number. Yani, when something is two. Yani, if it's one, we say that it is singular. If it's two, we say it is dual. And if it's three or more, then it becomes plural. Okay, so in this lesson we learned the following. Number one, unlike English, Arabic has 3 numbers. Yani, it has singular, it has plural, and it also has dual, muthanna. Dual refers to 2, and more than 2, that is 3 or more, is plural. The dual form ends in ani, yani fatta, alif, noon, kasra. Fatta, alif, noon, kasra, ani. For example, from right to left, baytun, a house. If we want to make it dual, we get rid of the tanween and we add ani, yani fatta, alif, noon, kasra. So bayt becomes baytani. That means 2 houses. Okay, they gave us another example, yedun. If we want to make it dual, a hand, if we want to make it dual, we take off the tanween and we add fatta, alif, noon, kasra, ani. So yedun becomes yadani, yadani, 2 hands. Okay, just a couple of examples of feminine words by making them dual by adding ani. For example, gorfatun, gorfatun. If we want to make it dual, we take off the tanween like we did with bait and yed. And also we change the ta marbuta at the end of it to ta maftuha. It becomes a regular ta. Alright, so it becomes a regular ta. Because remember, ta marbuta can only be the last letter of a word. So we have to change that ta marbuta to ta maftuha. So when we take off the tanween, we also change the ta marbuta, the closed ta. We change it to the open ta, regular ta. Alright, and then we add the same thing, ani. So, gurfatun becomes gurfatani, 2 rooms. The same thing with imra'atun, a woman, imra'atun. If we want to make it dual, we take off the tanween and we also change the ta marbuta to ta maftuha. It becomes imra'atun, becomes imra'atani. Okay, gurfatun, gurfatani, imra'atun, imra'atani. Same thing, sayaratun, sayaratani, shajaratun, shajaratani. Okay, so this is how you change a noun from the singular form to the dual form. Take off the tanween and add fatta, alif, noon with kasra, ani. The second matter that we dealt with in terms of muthanna is the ism ishara, the demonstrative pronoun. We said previously we had hadha and we had hadhihi. Hadha in lesson 1 and hadhihi in lesson 6. And we said that the duals for these 2 words, hadha, is hadhani. Yani the same thing, you add fatta, alif, noon with kasra. Hadha, hadhani. And hadhihi, hatani. Hatani. Yani it has, the hadhihi is a little bit more irregular. It's not just adding ani, but it still has the ani ending. But instead, yani, it loses the thou and the ha. So hadhihi becomes ha with a ta, tani, hatani. Hadha, hadhani, hadhihi, hatani. And they gave us 2 examples. Hadhani, kitabani. Hadhani is the dual of hadha. Kitabani is the dual of kitab. Hatani, sayyaratani. Yani, these are 2 cars. Hatani is the plural of hadhihi, and sayyaratani is the plural of, is the dual of sayyara. The 3rd matter that they gave us related to the duals is the dhamir, munfasil, yani the unconnected, yani independent, separate pronoun. Yani when it is used as a pronoun of raf. So, they said here, the dual of huwa and hiya, for both of them, the same word is used, huma, huma. Okay, so huwa means he or it is, and hiya means she or it is, and huma means the two of them. Huma. The example they gave us, men hadani al-waladani. Who are these two boys? Huma, they are. Yani the two of them are talibani, jadidani. Notice that jadidani is dual for talibani, because remember we said that the adjective has to agree with the noun in being definite or indefinite, in being masculine or feminine, in being yani marfu'un or mansub or majrur, and also in number. So here talibani is dual, so jadidani is also dual. The second example they gave us, ayna al-ukhtani, where are the two sisters? Huma, the two of them, are fil ghurfati, in the room. They are in the room, yani the two of them. So we notice that huma talibani, and huma, yani in reference to the ukhtani, huma fil ghurfati, huma is used for masculine and feminine. The last thing that they said after the sentence is, note that the adjective qualifying a dual noun is also dual, yani as in huma talibani jadidani. Okay, we're going to stop with this. I just wanted to refresh our memory concerning the duals in reference to the noun being made dual by adding ani, yani bait, baitani, yed, yedani, ghurfa, ghurfatani, and so on. And the ism ishara, the demonstrative pronoun, the dual of hadha is hadhani, the dual of hadhi is hatani, and the pronoun dhamir, huwa, and hiya, both of them, the dual for both of them is huma. Okay, we had this last week, so hopefully, yani, this is fresh in our memory. Just wanted to remind us before we go on to something new. Okay, the last thing that we want to do before we go to the new lesson 19 today, we want to quickly look at the weekly homework review sheet number 17, which deals with the past tense verb, the fi'l madhi, jalasa, means he sat, jalasa. Okay, the instruction at the top of the page says, ikra al-jumla thumma ajib an al-as'ilati ijabatan kamilatan. Yani read the sentence, then answer the questions in full sentences. Read the sentence. That's the information that we want to base our answers upon. The information in the at the top of the page here. And then we want to answer the questions based on that information they gave us, but with full sentences. Ijabatan kamilatan, with a complete answer. Alright, so they gave us 7 questions, and the answers to them are in this one sentence at the top of the page, in the box at the top of the page. Jalasa at-talibu amama as-sabburati. Wajalasa zamiluhu tahta al-mirwahati. All the answers are contained in these two sentences at the top of the page. Or we can say it's one sentence, okay? But it's two statements. Jalasa at-talibu amama sabburati. That's the first statement. The student sat in front of the writing board. Okay, any questions related to the student and the writing board? The information that we need to affirm is the student sat in front of the writing board. Not behind it, not to the right of it or the left of it. He sat in front of amama sabura. Wajalasa zamiluhu tahta al-mirwahati. And his classmate sat below or underneath the mirwaha, the fan. So anything about his friend, his classmate, zamiluhu, what we need to know about him is that he sat underneath the fan. So the student sat in front of the writing board, and his zamil, his classmate, sat underneath the fan. Every answer should be based on these two statements. One of them sat underneath the fan and the other one sat in front of the writing board. Okay, let's look at these 7 questions. The first one, Aina جلس الطالب. أين جلس الطالب؟ Meaning, hopefully you already wrote the answers to these questions and you translated everything. So you just want to check your answers to make sure, يعني, you got everything right. أين جلس الطالب? Where did the طالب, not his زميل, his classmate, where did the طالب sit? يعني جلس الطالب أمام السبورة. يعني we take it directly from the two statements at the top of the page. Number two. أمام الباب جلس. That's a question. أمام الباب جلس. Was it in front of the door that he sat? Remember, we said that the student sat where? In front of the writing board. Now they're asking us, was it in front of the door that he sat? لا. No. جلس أمام السبورة. No, he sat in front of the writing board. Number three. And you could have said, لا. جلس الطالب أمام السبورة. Number three. أتحت المروحة جلس. Did he, the student, الطالب, not his زميل, his classmate, أتحت المروحة جلس, was it underneath the fan that he sat? لا. جلس أمام السبورة. No, he sat in front of the writing board. Or you could have said, لا. جلس الطالب أمام السبورة. Number four. وأين جلس زميله? Now we want to know about his زميل. Remember his زميل what? His زميل sat تحت المروحة. وأين جلس زميله? Where did his classmate sit? جلس زميله تحت المروحة. Just as it came in the second statement above. جلس زميله تحت المروحة. يعني his classmate sat underneath the fan. Number five. أمام السبورة جلس. Now we're talking about his زميل, right? أمام السبورة جلس. Did his زميل, was it in front of the board that he sat? Meaning his classmate, was it in front of the board that he sat? لا. جلس تحت المروحة. No, he sat underneath the fan. Number six. أتحت المكتب جلس. Was it underneath the desk that he sat? لا. جلس تحت المروحة. No, he sat underneath the fan. The last question is two parts. من جلس أمام السبورة? And the second part, ومن جلس تحت المروحة? This should be easy to answer. من جلس أمام السبورة? Who sat in front of the writing board? جلس الطالب أمام السبورة. The student sat in front of the writing board. ومن جلس تحت المروحة, يعني جلس زميله تحت المروحة. Or you could have said, as it came in the original sentence, يعني that's where you can say, وجلس زميله تحت المروحة, وزميله جلس تحت المروحة. Either way, you can say زميله جلس or جلس, as it came in the original sentence, جلس زميله تحت المروحة. Okay, this is the end of what we wanted to cover in reference to the verb جلس. And next week, inshallah, we're going to be dealing with a homework review sheet. It's going to be dealing with the relative pronoun الذي. And I think that will be the last review sheet that we'll be having, يعني, for this book one. The last review sheet. Okay, so now let's go to the new lesson in front of us. Lesson number 19. Okay, so just to put things in focus, lesson number 19 and lesson number 20 are both dealing with the same subject. That is, both of them are dealing with the subject of the numbers from 1 through 10. Okay, so in 19, we're going to be dealing with the numbers from 1 to 10 as it relates to the ma'adud being masculine. And in 20, we're going to deal with the same numbers, but with the ma'adud being feminine. Okay, so ma'adud, we mean by that the thing that's being counted. So the two elements that we're going to be talking about here is the number and the thing that is numbered. Okay, the number is called in Arabic the adad, and the thing that is being numbered or counted is the ma'adud. So, again, lesson 19 and 20 are dealing with the same subject, but we're going to separate the subject into the consideration of the thing being counted being masculine or feminine. So in 19, we're going to deal with the masculine thing being counted, the masculine ma'adud, and in lesson 20, we're going to deal with the feminine ma'adud. And the reason why that's important is because the numbers from 3 to 10, the numbers from 3 to 10 are going to be the opposite of the thing being counted in gender, in being masculine or feminine. So if the ma'adud is masculine, the number is going to be a feminine number, as we'll see in lesson 19. And if the ma'adud is feminine, as we'll see in lesson 20, then the ma'adud is going to be masculine. Okay, but the same rules are going to apply. The only thing that we have to pay attention to here in lesson 19, as opposed to lesson 20, is in lesson 19, the ma'adud is masculine, so the numbers from 3 to 10 have to be opposite. That means they'll have to be feminine. And we'll see in lesson 20 that the ma'adud is going to be feminine. So the numbers are going to be opposite. That is masculine. That is the numbers from 3 to 10. 1 and 2 has its own rule. 3 to 10 has a separate rule. Okay, so we're going to look at these rules point by point. Okay, let's go to the English key for lesson 19, page 51. Okay, this lesson actually only contains one matter. Really, it only contains one matter, although there's a note at the end. But it contains one matter, and that is the rules related to the adad and the ma'adud. The rules related to the number and the thing being numbered or counted. So there's rules for 1 and 2, and then there is a different set of rules for 3 to 10. Okay, so it says at the top of the page, lesson 19, in this lesson we learn the numbers 3 to 10 with a masculine noun following them. Meaning with a masculine ma'adud. The thing being counted is going to be masculine. Okay, so for 3 to 10, the numbers are going to have to be, in this case, with a masculine ma'adud, the numbers are going to have to be feminine. But let's first look at the rules for the numbers 1 and 2. The word for 1 is wahidun. Wahidun. And it follows the noun as an adjective. Yani, in other words, the number one, as you'll see, the rule for it is that it's going to come after the thing being counted, like an adjective. Remember, we just reviewed adjectives, right? Okay, so remember the rules for adjective? The adjective follows the thing that it's qualifying, all right? So the number one is going to be used like an adjective. It's going to come after the word that is qualifying. And number two, the same thing. It's going to be used as an adjective, so it's going to come after the word that is qualifying, the ma'adud, the thing that we are counting. Okay, again, the word for one is wahidun, and it follows the noun as an adjective. For example, one book. Okay, in English we say one book, but remember, since one is used as an adjective, then one, which is qualifying book, telling us that there's only one book, in Arabic it has to come after, all right? So we're not going to say wahidun kitabun, rather, wahidun is a not, so it has to come after kitab, so we're going to say kitabun wahidun, all right? Kitabun wahidun. Another example, not in the book, I'm just going to give you a couple of examples. What if we said one desk or one table? Desk is what? Maktabun. One desk. Maktabun wahidun. Remember, we're not going to say wahidun maktabun, one desk. We're going to say desk, and then we're going to tell us how many desks we have. One. Maktabun wahidun. Okay, let's give you an example of a feminine word. We'll see feminine words in lesson 20, but just for now, just so you can contrast. Yani, if the thing being counted was feminine, the number one has to come after it. So we would say, for example, one car, sayyaratun. And then remember, the one has to come after, but since sayyara is feminine, then we're going to change wahidun to feminine, right? Because adjective has to agree with the thing that it is qualifying in being masculine or feminine. So sayyaratun wahidatun. Wahidun wahidatun. Same thing if we had one room, غُرْفَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ غُرْفَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. Okay, let's look at the number 2. So what we notice here is that for the number one, and the same rule is going to be applied to number two, the number is going to come as an adjective, so it has to follow it. It has to follow it. Kitabun, wahidun, maktabun, wahidun, sayaratun, wahidatun, gurfatun, wahidatun. The same for the number two. The word for two is ithnani, ithnani. And this also follows the noun as an adjective. For example, two books would be kitabani. We just had duals in the last lesson, right? Kitab. The dual of kitab, two books, is kitabani, followed by the number that's coming as an adjective, ithnani. The number for two is ithnani. So it's going to be kitabani, ithnani. If we wanted to say two desks, like we said in the previous example, we would say maktab, dual would be maktabani, ithnani. And if we use the examples that we get, where we offered extra before, sayara, the dual of sayara would be sayaratani, and the number ithnani would have to become feminine now, ithnatani. We're going to see that in lesson 20. Sayaratani, ithnatani. If we had gurfa, the dual of gurfa would be gurfatani, ithnatani. Okay, again, the point here is that the numbers 1 and 2 are going to follow the thing that we are qualifying. It's going to follow it, and it's going to be follow it. It's going to follow it as an adjective. Okay, one note here says, usually the word ithnan is omitted, as in kitabani ithnani. Ithnani is usually omitted because the dual form of kitabani is enough to suggest the meaning of two. Once we say kitabani, we already know that it's two, because that's a dual form. Once we say qalamani, yani maktabani, we already know that it's two. So for that reason, normally, they're not using the number two following a dual word, kitabani, ithnani. But ithnan is used for emphasis. So if it is used, then it's used for emphasis. To emphasize that, I mean two and only two. Okay, otherwise, if I said, andi kitabani, that means I have two books. I don't have to say kitabani ithnani. But if I say indi kitabani ithnani, any meaning that? I want to emphasize that two books and only two books. Okay, that's the rule for the number one and the number two. The number comes after the thing that we are counting. Comes after the ma'adud. But it comes after it as though it is an adjective for it. So it follows it, and it also is going to agree with it in being masculine or feminine. Now let's look at the numbers for 3 to 10. Okay, the numbers, what are the rules for 3 to 10? As opposed to 1 and 2, where the number, the adad, comes after the thing being numbered, the ma'adud, here we're going to see that the number comes first, and the thing that we are counting, the ma'adud, is going to come after it, and it's going to be connected to it in idhafa. Remember, we had the idhafa construction in lesson 5, and we said that in the idhafa construction, we said that several rules that we mentioned, but the most important rule that we want to mention here is that the mudhaf ilayhi is always majrur. So we're going to see two things in reference to the thing being numbered, the ma'adud. We're going to see that it's mudhaf ilayhi majrur, because there's going to be an idhafa construction. The adad is going to be the first part of the idhafa construction, and the ma'adud, the thing we are counting, is going to be the second part of the idhafa construction. So the ma'adud, the thing we are counting, we're going to say that it's mudhaf ilayhi majrur. So we're going to see that it's majrur in the genitive case, taking kasra, and we're going to also see that it's going to be plural. It's going to be plural. Okay, for the numbers from 3 to 10, the ma'adud is going to be mudhaf ilayhi, and it's going to be majrur. Let's read from the book. It says, numbers 3 to 10. These numbers are used as mudhaf. Okay, meaning that it's going to be an idhafa construction. The number is going to come first as the mudhaf, and the thing that we are counting, the ma'adud, is going to come second as the mudhaf ilayhi, which is going to make it have to be majrur. In addition to being majrur, we're going to note also that it's going to be plural. It's going to be plural. And that's only for the numbers from 3 to 10. Okay, after that we're going to see that the ma'adud is going to come after, but it's not going to be plural. Yani for numbers from 11 to 19 and 20, 30, 40, 50, we're going to see that the ma'adud is no longer going to be plural, even though we're saying 11 or 12 or 13 books, but we're going to use the yani singular form for the ma'adud. Okay, we'll get to that when we get to it. What is important here now is that for the numbers from 3 to 10, the number is the mudhaf. And the thing being counted, the ma'adud, is mudhafun ilayhi. Therefore, it has to be majrur, and it's also going to be plural. Okay, so let's look at 3 books. 3 is going to be the mudhaf. And remember, we said that the mudhaf never takes alif, lam, or tanween. So we're not going to see a tanween on the number 3. Okay, 3 is the mudhaf, and books is going to be mudhafun ilayhi majrur. It's going to be majrur, and it's going to be plural. So, 3 books, thalathatu kutubin. Thalathatu kutubin. 3 books. Okay, I want to note a couple of things here before we go to the rest of the examples, and I'll give some extra examples as well. But before we do that, I just want to note that the adad is going to come first as the mudhaf, and the ma'adud is going to come second as the mudhaf ilayhi majrur, and also it's going to be plural, as I said. One other note is that the adad is going to be opposite the ma'adud in gender. Unlike 1 and 2, where the number 1, wahidun, and the number 2, ithnan, is going to be a not for the ma'adud, so it has to agree with it in gender and being masculine or feminine. Here, it's not a not. Okay, this is a different kind of construction. It's mudhaf, mudhaf wa ilayh. So here the rule is that the number, thalathatu, has to be opposite the ma'adud, kutubin. Kutub is the plural of kitab. Kitab is masculine. So the number has to be feminine. That's why you see thalathatu, yani with ta marbuta on the number. When you see the ta marbuta on a number, that means it's a feminine number. And that means it's going to be used with a masculine ma'adud. Okay, so this is a very important rule. The numbers for 3 to 10, the number is opposite the ma'adud in gender. It's opposite the ma'adud in gender. So that's what you need to know about the number. It has to be opposite the ma'adud. If you're talking about books, and books is masculine, you have to use a feminine number. Okay, if you're talking about pens and qalam is masculine, you have to use a feminine number. If you're talking about men and men are masculine, then you have to use a feminine number. And we're going to see in lesson 20 the opposite. Yani for the numbers from 3 to 10, not for 1 and 2. 1 and 2 is a not. So it's going to be the same gender. But for 3 to 10, yani it's an idalfa construction. The number is going to be opposite the ma'adud in gender and being masculine or feminine. So whenever you look at the thing you want to count, if that thing is masculine, you need a feminine number. And in lesson 20, we'll see if that thing is feminine, you need a masculine number, meaning you're not going to have ta marbuto on the end of the number. Alright, so instead of thalathatu, yani with a feminine ma'adud, you're going to have thalathu, arba'u, khamsu, sittu, and so on like this, without the ta marbuta, as we'll see in lesson 20. Okay, let's look at the examples again. 3 books, thalathatu kutubin. The number is feminine. The ma'adud, kutub, is masculine. The ma'adud is mudhafun ilayhi majrur with kasra, and it's also plural. Number, the next example, 4. 4 houses. Arba'atu buyutin. Arba'atu buyutin. 4 houses. The number is feminine. The ma'adud, buyut, bait, is masculine. The next example, khamsatu aqlamin. 5 pens. Aqlam is the plural of qalam. Qalam is masculine, so the number khamsatu is feminine with ta marbuta. Then they skipped. The next example, they went to 10. Asharatu rijalin. Asharatu rijalin. 10 men. Rijal is the plural of rajul. It's masculine, so the number is asharatu, feminine with ta marbuta. Alright? So these are the main things you have to remember, that the number has to be opposite the ma'adud. The ma'adud has to come second as the mudhaf ilayhi. It has to be majrur, and it has to be plural. And one other note I want to, we'll come to that. We'll mention that at the end, inshallah. Okay, so let me just give you a couple more examples. They gave us 3 books, 4 houses, 5 pens, and then they went to 10 men. So let's go back a little bit and go to 6. Okay, let's say we have 6 doors. The plural of, well, the word for door is what first? Babun. And its plural is what? Abwab. Okay, so if we want to say 6 doors, yani door is masculine, so the number has to be feminine. Sittatu abwabin. Abwab is mudawfun ilayhi majrur with kasra, and it's also plural. Okay, let's say 7 beds. The word for bed is what? From lesson 1, sarir. The plural of sarir from lesson 13, surur. Okay, so 7 beds. Sabatu, feminine number, sururin, masculine, ma'adud. Sabatu, sururin, sururin. Surur is the plural of sarir. Sabatu, sururin. Okay, 8. Let's say 8 children. Okay, a child is walad. It's masculine. The plural of it is awlad. So we're going to say 8 children. Thamaniyatu, feminine number, awladin, masculine ma'adud. Yani awladin is going to be mudawfun ilayhi majrur with kasra, and it's also going to be plural. For the number 9, I wrote 9 brothers. Okay, brother is akhun. Its plural is ikhwatun. So I want to say 9 brothers. Okay, ikhwa, even though it has tarmabuto on the end, it's the plural of akh, and akh is masculine, so the number has to be feminine with ta marbuta. Tis'atu ikhwatin. Tis'atu ikhwatin. Yani ikhwatin is mudawfun ilayhi majrur with kasra, and it's also plural. Alright, so these are examples for the numbers from 3 to 10, and the rules for these numbers from 3 to 10, we're going to cover them again next week with lesson 20, but the rules are from 3 to 10, the number comes first as the mudawf, and the thing being numbered, the ma'adud, comes second as mudawf ilayhi. Mudawf ilayhi is always majrur with kasra. So it has to be majrur and it has to be plural. The number has to be opposite in gender to the ma'adud. So when you look at a masculine ma'adud in this lesson, we have masculine ma'adud, the number is going to always have tarmabut. It's going to be a feminine number from 3 to 10. Okay, after these examples that they gave us, it says, a note, it says, the noun that denotes the thing numbered is called ma'adud. So we have 2 expressions here. Adadun, that's the number, and ma'adud, the thing being numbered, or the thing being counted. So these are 2 words you have to know. Adadun, ayn, fatta, del, fatta, del, tanween. Adadun, adadun. And ma'adud, you have written in front of you right here, ma'adud. Note that the ma'adud is plural. Remember we said that the ma'adud is always going to be mudawfun ilayhi majrur, and it's going to be plural. So note that the ma'adud is plural, and it is in the genitive case, because it is mudawfun ilayhi. Then they said the word denoting the number, yani, meaning thalathatu, arba'atu, khamsatu, asharatu. The word denoting the number may be in any case. It may be nominative, genitive, or accusative. And then they give us some examples. Okay, here I want to just note that the ma'adud, which is going to be the mudawf ilayhi, the second part, right? The thing being counted, is always going to be majrur, because it's mudawf ilayhi. And mudawf ilayhi is always majrur. That's the rule we learned in lesson 5. Okay, but as far as the adad, the number itself, well, as we learned in lesson 5, the mudawf, it doesn't have any specific case ending. It can be marfu'un, nominative case, majrurun, genitive case, or mansubun, accusative case. It depends on its position in the sentence. So if it was the subject, the object, the fa'il of a verb, it would be marfu'un with dhamma. If it was the object of a preposition following a preposition, it would be majrur with kasra. If it was the object of a verb, the maf'ulun bi, it would be mansub with fatta. So they give us 3 examples showing the number when it's the fa'il, marfu'un, when it's the ism majrur following a preposition, and when it is the maf'ulun bi, the object of a verb. So they gave us three examples showing that the number, the first part of this construction, the adad and the ma'adud, the number can be marfu'un with dhamma, majrurun with kasra, or mansub with fatha. As far as the second part, the mudaf ilayhi, the ma'adud, it always has to be majrur and it always has to be plural. Okay, so three examples of the number changing from being marfu to majrur to being mansub. Three students went out. Kharaja thalathatu tullabin. Kharaja thalathatu tullabin. Three students went out. Here in this sentence, kharaja is the fi'l, verb, thalathatu is the fa'il, and fa'il is always marfu'un, and tullabin is mudafun ilayhi majrur with kasra. The second example, in four houses, fi should be fa kasra ya. In my book, the ya has a fatha. It should have sukun. It's the preposition fi. Fi arba'ati buyutin. In four houses. Here, arba'ati is majrur because it's following a preposition, and buyutin is mudafun ilayhi majrur. Yani as well. The last example, I saw five men. Ra'aytu khamsata rijalin. Ra'aytu is the fi'l and the fa'il. Two is the fa'il. Khamsata is the maf'ulun bi, the object of the verb. Object of the verb is maf'ul, is mansub with fatha, and rijalin is mudafun ilayhi majrur with kasra. Then they have a final note, and this is the end of this English key. The number is, I want to just make a note before that, though. I want to just remind you that the number is opposite the thing being numbered. So we see here, khamsata rijalin, khamsata is feminine, rijal is masculine. Arba'ati buyutin, arba'ati is feminine, buyut, bait is masculine. Thalathatu tulabin, thalathatu is feminine, tulab, the plural of talib, is masculine. Okay, so just remember that the number is opposite the ma'adud in gender. The ma'adud is always going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur, and it's also going to be plural. Okay, the last thing it says here, note the last two lines of this page 51. Note in the expression kam thamanu hadha, it came in the lesson somewhere, we'll see it. Kam thamanu hadha, what is the price of this? There's an omission. The word omitted is riyalan, or any other word denoting monetary unit. In other words, this sentence in its original form should be kam riyalan thamanu hadha. How many riyals is the price of this? But this is a common expression, so the currency that you're asking about, when you're asking about the price of something, the actual currency, riyal or dollar, or yani junay, whatever currency you are using, usually it is left out. So they just say, come, how much is the price of this? When literally, or in, yani originally what is intended is, come rialan, or come dolaran. Yani how many rials, or how many dollars is the price of this? Because remember we said that come, the word following is going to be the tamyiz, which indicates or clarifies what you're asking. How many what? How many dollars? How many rials? How many pounds or whatever? All right, so they're just making a note here that when you see this expression, kam thamanu, thamanu is not the tamyiz of kam. The tamyiz of kam is omitted. Okay, it's kam rialan or kam dolaran. Okay, next page is the vocabulary. Let's go to the vocabulary on page 52. Okay, we're going to look at the vocabulary from the right column and then the left column. And I want to make a note here that there are four words not in the Arabic vocabulary at the end of this lesson that are on this page. I'm going to identify those four words as we go through them, okay? Shukran, kullun, minhum, and Yugoslavia. I'll mention those words as we go down the list. But these four words are not going to be found in the Arabic vocabulary at the end of this lesson. Okay, so I'm just making a note that these four words are here in the English vocabulary. They are not in the Arabic vocabulary. Likewise, when we get to the Arabic vocabulary, we'll see that there are four words in the Arabic vocabulary that are not here in the English vocabulary. Germany, Greece, Malaysia, and France. Four countries are mentioned in the Arabic vocabulary, but they're not mentioned here in the English vocabulary. Almania, Al-Yunan, Malaysia, and Faransa. You'll see them in the Arabic vocabulary, so please make a note. Sometimes there's a difference between the English vocabulary and the Arabic vocabulary. Sometimes there are words in the English, as here, that are not, we're not going to find in the Arabic. I'll point them out to you. And likewise, there may be words in the Arabic that we don't find here in the English, and I'll point them out as well. Okay, so let's go to the English. The first word on the right column is not found in the Arabic vocabulary, shukran, which means thanks. The second word, al-yawmu, meaning day or today, its plural is ayyamun. The plural of yawm, ayyamun. The next word, al-thamanu, means the price of something. And nusfu, with sa'd, and nusfu means half of something. Al-qirshu means one-tenth of a rial. Its plural is qurushun. One-tenth of a rial, like a dime, is one-tenth of a dollar. So a kirsh is one-tenth of a rial, that currency in Saudi Arabia. The next word, qudama, is the plural of qadimun, which means old or ancient. The next word, arraqibu, means a passenger, yani traveling by bus or plane or boat or train. Its plural is rukkabun. Yani, al-raqib means a passenger, also means a rider. Yani, a person who is riding. As-su'alu means question. Al-jaybu means the pocket. Yani, the pocket in your coat or your shirt or whatever. Okay, let's go to the next column. Again, from the words that we're going to see in this column that are not in the Arabic vocabulary, I'm going to point them out to you. From amongst them, in addition to shukran, it's not in the Arabic vocabulary. Also, kullun, at the top of the left-hand column. Kullun means all or each. It is not found in the Arabic vocabulary. And the three words that follow, which is combinations of kull, kulluhum, all of them, kullukum, all of you, kulluna, all of us. These words are not. Yani, all of them are related to kul, so I counted them as one word. That's the second word. We'll see two more words that are not in the Arabic vocabulary as we go along. Al-baladu means the country. Its plural is biladun. Mukhtalifun means different. Yani, like different colors, different houses, and so on. Different languages. Al-hafilatu means the bus. Minhum means of them. Yani, this word minhum also is not in the Arabic vocabulary. Minhum. It's composed of min, from, and hum, the pronoun hum, third person masculine plural. Minhum. Of them, or literally from them. The next word, urubba, with shadda on the ba, followed by fatta alif. Urubba means Europe. And then the last word is also not in the Arabic vocabulary. Yugoslavia, that's a country, is not in the Arabic vocabulary. So the four words not in the Arabic vocabulary are Yugoslavia, minhum, shukran, and kullun, and the words connected to it. Kullun, kulluhum, kullukum, kulluna. Alright, so we will see four more words though in the Arabic vocabulary that are not here. That is the four countries, Germany, Greece, Malaysia, and France. Almania is Germany, Al-Yunan is Greece, Malaysia is Malaysia, and Faransa is France. You're going to see those four words. If you want to see how they are spelled, you can go to the Arabic vocabulary at the end of this lesson. Okay, that's the end of the English key. Let's look at the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson on page 105. الدرس التاسع عشرة, the 19th lesson. The مدير, the principal says, كم طالبا جديدا في فصلك يا شيخ. Again, كم طالبا. Remember, the word after come is going to be the tamyiz. It's going to be singular and mansub. Mufrad, mansub. Kam taliban. How many? Students. What kind of students? Jadid. New students. Fi faslika. In your classroom? Ya sheikh. O sheikh. How many new students are in your classroom? Again, taliban. Yani is a man'ut here. that has an adjective describing it, jadidan. So the jadidan is mansub like taliban, it's masculine, it's indefinite with tanween and so on. The teacher answers, how many new students do you have in your classroom? Teacher says, fihi, yani in his classroom, fihi, asharatu tullabin jududin. In it are 10 new students. Okay, ashara, remember, the ma'adud, after the numbers from 3 to 10, the ma'adud is going to be mudawfun ilayhi majroor, tullabin is majroor, and it's also going to be plural. Tullab is the plural of talib. And the not describing it also has to be plural like it, jududun. It has to be majroor like it, it has to be masculine like it, it has to be, yani, indefinite like it, tullabin, jududin, and majroor, yani, and also, yani, in number. Yani tulab is plural, judud is plural. Fihi asharatu tulabin jududin. The teacher, the mudir says, min aynahum, yani from where are they? Akulluhum, are all of them min baladin wahidin? Are all of them from one country? The mudarris says, la. Hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. No, they are from different countries. Now notice that biladin mukhtalifatin, bilad is the plural of balad, it's masculine. But it's a ghayru akil. Remember in lesson 16 we said ghayru akil, plurals are treated as though they are feminine singular. So mukhtalifa is yani the feminine form of the word mukhtalif. Mukhtalifa, because we're treating bilad as though it is feminine singular. Hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. They are from different countries. Min hum, from amongst them or of them, are thalathatu tulabin. Thalathatu, feminine, tulabin, masculine. Mudawfun ilayhi majroor and plural. Min hum thalathatu tulabin min al filibbini. Yani with a shadda on the ba. Filibbini. From them are 3 students from the Philippines. وَأَرَبَعَةُ طُلَّابٍ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ. And 4 students from Japan. وَطَالِبَانِ. That's the dual, مُثَنَّة. طَالِبَانِ مِنَ الصِّينِ. And 2 students from China. وَطَالِبٌ وَاحِدٌ مِنْ مَالِيزِيَ. And 1 student from Malaysia. The mudir then says, أَفِي فَصْلِكَ طُلَّابٌ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ. Are there in your classroom students from America? The mudarris, نَعَمْ فِيهِ سَبَعَةُ طُلَّابٍ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ. Yes, in it, in our classroom, are 7 students from America. The mudir, أَهُمْ جُدُدٌ. Are they new? Yani meaning, Tulabun jududun, are they new students? The mudarris, la. Hum qudama. Qudama is the plural qadim. No, they are all students. The mudir, kam taliban. Again, the tamyiz for kam is going to be singular and mansub. Kam taliban fihi min urubba. How many students are in it, in your classroom, from Europe? The teacher, fihi khamsatu tulabin. I'm sorry, fihi khamsatu tulabin min inkaltarra, with shadda on the ra at the end. Inkaltarra. In it are 5 students from England. Wa thamaniyatu tulabin min Almania. And 8 students from Germany. Wa sittatu tulabin min Faransa. And 6 students from France. Wa tis'atu tulabin min al-Yunani. And 9 students from Greece. The mudir says, shukran ya sheikhu. Thank you, O sheikh. Notice there are some words here that were not in the English vocabulary. Remember I said there were 4 words that came in the Arabic vocabulary, not in the English vocabulary, from amongst them. In this last sentence, Almania and Faransa and Yunnan. None of those words were in the English vocabulary, but they are in the Arabic vocabulary. All right, this is the end of the text at the beginning of the lesson. And we know, yani, in this text that we see a lot of things related to numbers because that's what this lesson is about. And we remember that the numbers from 3 to 10 are going to be opposite the ma'adud. In addition to, they're going to be in an idafa construction. The thing being counted is going to be the second part of the idafa construction, as we'll see in the first exercise here. The thing being counted is going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur, and it's going to be plural. But the number is going to be opposite to the ma'adud in gender. Okay, exercise number one. Tamarinu, at the top of page 106. Iqra, waktub, read and write. So you should have read it already for homework. And you should have written it out, these sentences. And you also should have translated it, okay? So we're going to just look at these numbers from 3 to 10. Remember the numbers for 1, the rules for 1 and 2 is that the number is going to be treated as a not. So it's going to come after the thing being counted, and it's going to agree with it in gender. يعني كتابٌ واحدٌ شجرةٌ واحدةٌ and so on like this for 1 and for 2. But for 3 to 10, it's going to be an idafa construction. The number comes first. The thing being counted comes after it as the mudafun ilayhi. It's going to be majrur with kasra, and it's going to be plural. Okay, let's look at the number 3. ثَلَاثَةُ طُلَّابٍ. The number is feminine. The ma'adud is masculine. ثَلَاثَةُ طُلَّابٍ, going down. 4. أَرَبَعَةُ طُلَّابٍ, 4 students. 5. خَمْسَةُ طُلَّابٍ, 5 students. 6. سِتَّةُ طُلَّابٍ, 6 students. Going next column on the left side. سَبَعَةُ طُلَّابٍ, 8 طُلَّابٍ, 9 طُلَّابٍ, and finally, عَشَرَةُ طُلَّابٍ, عَشَرَةُ طُلَّابٍ, 10 students. Again, the point is what? The adad in each one of these from 3 to 10 is feminine because the ma'adud is masculine. The ma'adud, what is this rule? It's going to be mudafun ilayhi. It has to be majrur and it has to be plural. Okay, let's look at, please study these numbers from 3 to 10 especially and make sure these rules stick in your mind. Number 2, ikra. Waktub, read and write. Read and write. Okay, so again, what does that mean, read and write? It means you're supposed to read each of these sentences and you're also supposed to write them and translate them. Number 1. عندي خمسة كتب وثلاثة أقلام. I have 5 books and 3 pens. Khamsatu is feminine. Kutub is the plural of kitab, masculine. Thalathatu is feminine. Aqlam, the plural of qalam, is masculine. Okay, opposite in gender between the adad and the ma'adud. Number 2. Khalidun lahu sittatu abana'in. Khalid, he has 6 sons. Yani abana is the plural of ibn. Here I want to note, notice in the first sentence, عندي خمسة كتبين. I have 5 books. خالدٌ له ستة أبنان. He has 6 sons. For people, we use the preposition لي, له. Huh? For things, we use, يعني, عندي, عندك, عنده. We use عند for things, like books and pens, and we use له for people, sons, daughters and things like this, and parts of the body that are inseparable, like a mouth and a nose and an ear. Number 3, we're going to talk about that in the, yani, for review. We're going to review that particular affair next week, inshallah, for homework, and we'll go over it in the next session. Number 3, كم أخن لك يا آمنة. Notice, كم أخن لك, not عندك, لك. We use the preposition لي here. كم أخن لك يا آمنة. How many brothers do you have, يا آمنة? We don't say عندك for brothers, for sisters, for parents, for people, or for parts of the body that are inseparable. We don't use يعني عند, but we use لك, لك, له and لها. How many brothers do you have, O آمنة? لي, I have 4 إخوة, I have 4 brothers. Number 4. في الأسبوع سبعة ayyamin, in the week, are 7 days. Ayyam is the plural of yawm. Number 5. Kam riyalan indaka al-ana ya ammaru. Kam riyalan, how many riyals? Indaka. Notice we said, for riyals, that's things, we can say inda, not li. Kam riyalan indaka, how many riyals do you have right now, O Ammar? Indi al-ana thamaniyatu riyalatin. I have right now 8 riyals. Number 6. في هذا الحي تسعة بيوت جديدة. In this neighborhood, there are, or district, there are 9 new houses. Notice that جديدتون is feminine singular because it's describing a plural for غير عاقل. Even though بيوت is the plural of بيت, it's masculine, but because it's غير عاقل plural, we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the adjective for بيوتن is جديدتن, feminine singular. Number 7. لهذه السيارة أربعة أبواب. For this car are 4 doors. For this car, there are 4 doors. Number 8. كم ثمن, يعني meaning كم ريالا ثمن هذا الكتاب. How many reals is the price of this book? Or كم ثمن هذا الكتاب. What is the price of this book? يعني in dollars or reals or whatever. ثمنه سبعة ريالات ونصف. Its price is 7 reals and a half. يعني 7 and a half reals. سَبَعَةُ رِيَالَاتٍ وَنِصْفٌ. Remember, we can't say 7 and a half reals, but we have to say 7 reals and a half, because سَبَعَةُ رِيَالَاتٍ is an idalfa construction, and you never separate the mudalf from the mudalf ilay. So we have to say سَبَعَةُ رِيَالَاتٍ, and then anything else added after that, وَنِصْفٌ, 7 reals and a half. Number 9. فِي هَذَا الْفَصْلِ عَشَرَةُ طلاب قدامى وأربعة طلاب جدد. في هذا الفصل, in this classroom, there are 10 students, 10 old students, and 4 new students. 10 old students and 4 new students. Let's continue the exercise number 2 on the next page, 107, sentence number 10. قم كم كم قميصا. Remember, the tamyiz of kam is going to be singular and mansub. Kam qamisan indaka ya Ibrahimu. How many shirts do you have, O Ibrahim? Indi arba'atu qumsana. Indi arba'atu qumsana. Qumsan is the plural of qamis. I have 4 shirts. Qamis is masculine, arba'atu is feminine. Number 11. Indi ريالاني وخمسة قروش. I have ريالاني, 2 reals, and 5 قروش. A قرش is 1/10 of a real. So 5 قروش means, يعني, 5/10 of a real. That means a half a real, ونصف. Number 12. في هذه الحافلة عشرة ركاب. In this bus, there are 10 riders or 10 passengers. 10 passengers. Okay, let's look at the next exercise. Number 3, exercise number 3, it says, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer concerning the following questions. مستعملا, using العدد المذكور. يعني using the adad al-madhkur, the number that is mentioned بين القوسين, يعني between the parentheses. Okay, at the end of each sentence, they're going to give you a number in parentheses. You have to use that number in the answer. You have to use that number in the answer. For example, مثال, كم كتابا عندك. How many books do you have? عندي, the number that's at the end of the sentence is a 3. So you have to say, I have 3 books. عندي ثلاثة كتب. Okay, let's look at the exercises. Number 1. كم أخن لك. Notice, not عندك. كم أخن لك يا حامد. How many brothers do you have, O Hamid? Li khamsatu ikhwatin. I have five brothers. The number they gave us five, so we have to say five brothers. Number two. Kam amman laki ya Layla. How many paternal uncles do you have, O Layla? Li arba'atu a'mamin. I have four paternal uncles. Number three. Kam ibnan laka ya Shaykhu. How many sons? Laka, not indaka. Kam ibnan laka ya Shaykhu. How many sons do you have, O Shaykh? Li sittatu abana'in. I have six sons. Number four. Kam su'alan fi hadha darsi. How many questions are in this lesson? Fihi thamaniyatu as'ilatin. Yani as'ilatin is the plural of su'al. Remember, the thing being counted has to be mudafun ilayhi majrur, and it has to be plural. As'ilatin. In it are eight questions. Number five. Kam raqiban fil hafilati. How many riders or passengers are in the bus? Fiha has referring back to al-hafila, feminine. Fiha tis'atu rukkabin. In it are nine passengers. Number six. Kam riyalan fi jaybika. How many riyals are in your pocket? Fihi, yani the jayb, fihi sab'atu riyalatin. In it are sab'atu riyalatin, seven riyals. Number seven. Kam thamanu hadha al-kitabi. What is the price of this book? Thamanuhu or thamanu hadha al-kitabi 'asharatu riyalatin. Its price is 10 riyals. Okay, the last exercise, we only have a few minutes remaining, but it's a very brief exercise. It says, اكتب الأعداد من ثلاثة إلى عشرة. Write the numbers from 3 to 10. واجعل كلا من الكلمات الآتية معدودا لها. Write the numbers from 3 to 10 and then make كلا من الكلمات الآتية. Make each one of the following words a معدود لها for those numbers from 3 to 10. Okay, so we're going to take each word, it's going to be the ma'adud. We're going to use the numbers from 3 to 10 for the adad, and then the word they gave us as the ma'adud. Remember? Yani all of these words, the ma'adud they gave us are masculine, so we're going to use a feminine number with each one. Kitabun, book. Thalathatu kutubin, three books. Qalam, pen. Arba'atu aqlamin, four pens. Remember, the ma'adud has to be mudawfun ilayhi majrur and has to be plural. So they gave us singular words. We have to know the plural of them. Tajirun, a merchant. Khamsatu, because the numbers, we're going from 3 to 10, right? So the first word is going to be 3. Qalam is going to be 4. Tajir is going to be 5. Just write the numbers under each word so you remember what number you're up to. Tajirun is number 5. Khamsatu tujjarin, 5 merchants. Rajulun, a man. Sittatu rijalin, 6 men. Talibun, a student. Sab'atu tullabin, 7 students. Riyalun, a riyal currency. Thamaniyatu riyalatin. Qirsh, yani a tenth of a riyal. Tis'atu qurushin. Qurushin is the plural of qirsh. Akh, it's going to be number 10, a brother. Asharatu ikhwatin. That's 3 to 10. They gave us the extra word ibnun. So let's go back to 3. Yani ibnun, yani abna, thalathatu abna'in. Or we can just use 1, ibnun wahidun. Okay, this is the end of the exercises. And we still have a few minutes left. So let's try to, yani just look at the vocabulary words and finish this lesson. On page 108, al-kalimat al-jadida, al-jadida. The new words. We're going to read the column. Let's go down the first column and then go to the next column with its plurals. Okay? Al-thamanu means the price of something. And actually, this is not a plural, but we're going to read this word with it. Nisfun means half, because the rest of the words have plurals. Okay? Athamanu means the price, and nisfun means half. The next word going down the right column, arriyalu, that's a currency in Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The plural, riyalatun. Alhafilatu, the bus, its plural is hafilatun. As-su'alu, the question, its plural, the jim here means jama, yani the plural. As-ilatun, questions. Al-baladu, the country, jama, yani jim means jam, plural, biladun. Urubba means Europe. Faransa means France. This word Faransa is not in the English vocabulary. Please make a note of that. The last word in this column, مختلفتون, means different. Okay, now we're going to the left column. اليوم means day or today. جمع, its plural is أيامون. القرش is a tenth of a real. جمع, its plural is قروشون. راقبون means a passenger or a rider. Its جمع is ركابون. قديمون means old. جمع, its plural is قدامة. الجيب means the pocket. جمع, its plural is جيوب. And then also, يعني I think قدامة is also not in the English, in the vocabulary for the English. Yeah. قدامة is also, oh, is it there? No, قدامة is there, I'm sorry, yes. Jayb, Juyub. Okay, these last three words are not in the English vocabulary. Almania means Germany. Al-Yunanu means Greece. And Malaysia means Malaysia. Okay, so there are four words here that are not in the English vocabulary. Four countries. Almania, Al-Yunan, Malaysia, and Faransa from the right-hand column. Okay, and as I mentioned previously, there are words that were in the English that are not here, like kullun, and whatever words came after kullun, and minhum, which means of them or from them. Yugoslavia is in the English, it's not here in the Arabic. And shukran is in the English, it's not here in the Arabic. Okay, this is the end of this lesson 19. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that we're able to complete it today. And the next lesson 20, inshallah, should be much easier, because it's really just a repeat of lesson 19, except that in lesson 20 we're going to talk about the numbers from 1 through 10 when they have a feminine ma'dud. Feminine ma'dud means that the number, the adad, is going to have to be masculine. So we're going to see the ta marbuta being removed from the number. But the rules are going to be the same for 1 and 2. The numbers 1 and 2 are used as an adjective following the ma'dud, and the numbers from 3 to 10 is going to be an idhafa. The number is going to come first, and the ma'dud is going to come after it as yani the mudhaf ilayhi majrur, and it's going to be plural. Remember, the number from 3 to 10 is always opposite the ma'dud, masculine with feminine and feminine with masculine. Okay, this is the end, and may Allah grant each of us success, and He grant us well-being and good health, and protect us from the harms that surround us, and make us to be pleased with Him as our Rabb, and with Islam as our Deen, and with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our Messenger, Rasul and Nabiya and Prophet. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum Allahu khaira, ya Rabbal Alameen.